Let's get in touch with that beautiful soul right now. And Kryon has told us that the soul exists in many places. And you can't really define the soul. It's everywhere, all at once, all the time. But let's briefly visualize, perhaps in a linear way, those places that the soul exists. And for me, that first place is within Gaia. So just visualize a part of your soul. You may even wish to give it a circle or a bubble that is below your feet, extending into the earth and overlapping through the middle of your body, the soul bubble of Gaia. And just visualize and connect with your past lives and your future lives to come. That's where your soul resides. And so you may even wish to visualize a circle of soul energy in front of you for your future lives and a soul bubble circle behind you. And then just visualize all of the souls you've interacted, where you've been giving or receiving, either side of you as those soul circle bubbles on the right and left hand side of you. And then just visualize your soul on the other side of the veil, connecting with the galactic family as well and the creator above your head. And so there's that circle soul bubble above your head, and you're in the middle, surrounded now by six soul bubble circles. Almost looks like the flower of life pattern. And just pulling in and integrating the fact that you exist in a multidimensional way, many places at the same time. And it is in this place, if you even can call it a place, that Kryon is coming to us now. Thank you, Kryon. We are so ready for your message.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the first channel, you might say, of the month of April. This world of yours is changing. Did you notice? Last month, I gave a channeling that went directly and immediately to that which you call the social media of YouTube. We assume that many of your, perhaps, colleagues, friends, and others have seen this, but I wish to then review just a little of it. We have now a few weeks that have passed, and I want to remind you of some things. First of all that you see here that is happening on the planet is right on schedule. It didn't have to be a war, dear ones, but the changes are on schedule. That war that has occurred is your choice. This is what we mean by humanity having free choice within the energy that is here. We talked about the cosmology of all that is transpiring at the moment. That's a big word, you might say. It's one that refers to the fact that there are cycles within the energy of the planet. These cycles were even seen by the ancients. There are calendars representing them. And the biggest one, the one that you have gone through, the one that was predicted that your lifetime would then see and work on, was the shift. The end of the fifth cycle of the Mayan calendar. This cycle, to many who are the ancients looking at it, are cycles of consciousness. And each cycle is part of what they would say is a renewal. Sometimes they've even said a renewal of their universe. So this particular cycle, the end of that, you are now experiencing the very end, coming into a new cycle. We even gave the timing for it. The timing is not a cryon timing. The timing is an ancient timing based upon the astronomy that is present on the Earth as it wobbles in a 26,000-year cycle or pattern, and you are at the end of that. This is an amazing time. This is the prediction of the 2000s that so many of you expected, that was even given by some of your spiritual institutions, your churches, that there would be a problem about now. Have you seen any changes? You are now looking at the fourth month of 2026. And I look at you and say, have you seen the world change much yet? There are going to be new alliances. There are going to be many things that take place this year. What did we tell you in 2025, or right at the cusp of 2026, about what to expect? There are a few things that we mentioned. First of all, the expectation that we gave you are mostly for light workers, for old souls. That when you would extrapolate all of that, indeed, it affects the world as well. But most of the changes are ones you're going to feel. Now, the planet is feeling it as well, but the old souls are the ones who are going to start feeling different. I invite you to stop for a moment with the introspection that you might have for yourself and say, what is it that I feel for me is changing? Now, this sometimes is a tough call, because what is happening in the world looks evil, dark, scary, and fearful. But dear ones, we told you an attribute to look forward to in 2026 that you did not have in many of the years before this. And one of those attributes was tying up loose ends. And that means things that were never resolved come to a head. You are seeing that now, exactly that now. And we predicted that that is one of the attributes for you, for the planet. But we were talking mostly about you. How do you feel about your life right now? Do you feel there's change afoot for you? If you get out of the fear of the news, of the things that indeed will pass, how is it that you feel? What we told you, there is something coming for you, light worker, old soul, that gets you past that which you had experienced in 2025. I invite you to look at that right now yet again. You might even say you're in graduation mode. There is a program that my partner and his partner give once a month, called the Green Mist. I invite as many of you who can to see the one coming up. It's about you, light worker, old soul, graduating. There's a story we gave a long time ago, a tour, you might say, in what we called the Temple on the Hill. It's a phrase that meant your vessel, who you were, your temple, your sacredness, comparing it perhaps to a palace even, a temple, a palace, a place of sacredness that represented you, your soul. And we walked you through the rooms of your temple. This was a green mist some time ago. You are graduating. This is the change we invite you to feel. Remove yourself from the world for right now and all that's going on as much as you can, and look at you. You are the forerunner of the compassion that is needed now. The forerunner meaning you have to understand that part of the mastery that is happening to you, part of all that is going on within you right now, is going to apply to the planet. Compassionate action is you removing yourself from the fear that everyone is feeling and coming to that particular point where you can then help those who are also in fear without having the empathy that is going to shut you down because there are so many suffering. This is needed. This is part of what the Fog of War video was all about that I presented. It's time to go to work, I said. It's time for you to understand why you are graduating when it doesn't appear the rest of the world is. The rest of the world will come along. But right now, it's all wrapped up in that which is a culmination of things that had no resolution. Tried to resolve, finally, things that simply were the same for years and years and years. Whether those resolutions will stick or not, the attempt is there, and you can see this world is changing greatly. Right on schedule, when I said it would. But you have the ability to change more, to get above the fray, to put it to the side, not to ignore it, dear ones, but to put it in its place as a master would, and prepare to help others who don't have your ability, to see them in peace and solution. There's millions of light workers and old souls just like you on this planet right now. So many thousands of them realizing that there is change in their lives. Are you one of those that's feeling like you're expecting the other shoe to drop? Now that's an expression that says something is going to happen. You feel it's going to happen. I would tell you, that is true. It's happening. This is you graduating. When I say graduating, I mean going to perhaps a higher vibration. I made a statement months ago, and the statement is this. There's an energy right now going on the planet that has never been here before. That you're moving into an energy of renewal. It may not look like that. Sometimes, things have to break before they get fixed. If things are so broken at the systemic level that there's no way to fix them, they have to be replaced. You're looking at a little bit of that right now, dear ones. And in the process, you start to see the things that you don't want on this planet ever again, that you never want to have repeated ever again. You start to change what you then recreate, what you rebuild from these things. In the past, it's always been, after a war, there's another, and then there's another, and then there's another. This one can be different. It will be different. You will see this developing over time. You can come back and listen to these words, and you'll see the wisdom within them. Dear ones, you are graduating from the temple on the hill to the temple in the sky. It's time for you to understand that a higher vibration is taking place with old souls and light workers. And when I say a higher vibration, that is you being aware of why you came and how you can help these others. Take a moment every day, perhaps before you go to sleep, when things are quiet, just a few minutes, and send compassionate action to the rest of the planet that doesn't understand what you understand, or perhaps is too much in fear to ever relax, is too frightened to ever relax, or perhaps they're in sorrow for that which has been lost. This is where you come in. It's been proven so many times, the power of prayer and energy that you give actually creates a coherence with those that you're thinking about. This is why you came. This is why I said it's time to go to work. This world, it really is changing. It's not just an expression. Watch it change. But you are changing more. You're learning mastery. You're learning many of the things that you came here for, finally. I want you to relax and be loved. I'm crying in love with all of you. And so it is.